Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 38 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 51 degrees.
KF8 DMB, Whiskey Alpha 9, Quebec. KF8 DMB, Whiskey Alpha 9, Quebec. KF8 DMB, Whiskey Alpha 9, Quebec. Yeah, message received. So Echolink seems to be a decent way to communicate. I know that some of these other ones are DMR and All-Star and other types of setups, but yeah, this one definitely seems to be working.
How does Echolink work?
Yeah, so it's similar to a lot of these other modes or interconnects where they basically connect the repeater to the internet, and Echolink is a service that then rebroadcasts over the internet. So I'm talking on my iPhone or my Android, and I've got the Echolink program installed here, and I can listen to nets back in Illinois if I wanted to, or in this case look up a repeater that's Echolink connected and communicate on it. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, for sure. There's a guy, a neighbor guy, who is, he belongs to a club locally here, and they've got repeaters, probably about five different repeaters. It's Voice of Idaho, and he's involved right now in a process. They're trying to interconnect all those repeaters because a lot of them right now are standalone repeaters. So you might be kind of in the backcountry and be able to hit a repeater, but if no one's listening on that repeater, you're not going to get anyone. So if you had an emergency, you know, you'd be talking to no one. So he's interconnecting them so that if you happen to hit that repeater, it rebroadcasts on all the other ones. So, interesting thing. Here, it's the mountains. Back in Illinois and in the Midwest, it's what's the water tower or tall building you could put a repeater on, but here it's in every direction you got mountains, so that's kind of what they do here.
Okay, so you're probably able to get out more on HF than you are on computers, right?
No, actually, some of these nets are pretty active, so the active repeaters are the ones that are kind of in the Treasure Valley here. The interconnect is going to be good for stuff that is a little bit further out. But they have a pretty big simplex. You know, there's a lot of guys that want to talk on simplex, which I don't really get because when you're driving, you know, you start getting that picket fencing and a lot of issues with the signal, whereas if you hit a repeater, you're good, you know, as long as you can hold the repeater. But, yeah, a lot of people use simplex around here, a lot of people on 2 meters, not too much 220 or 440. And, yeah, a lot of HF, for me, I seem to have a pipeline down to Arizona and another pipeline in the opposite direction up to Washington State, and then some California. But there's vast areas out here that there's just no population, so it's funny because out here, there's less contacts as in the Midwest.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I just I made a contact last night on 20 meters to a guy in Texas. And then just here a little while ago, I caught a group talking, and one of the people could hear me, and oddly enough, it was a guy in Massachusetts that could hear me, and that's right off the very end of my dipole, which is weird because I thought I was going to get mainly north-south contact.
Yeah, and as you know from your previous experience with this, that antennas and propagation is kind of a lifelong pursuit, and I guess like a golf game, you could be improving your game for the rest of your life. And there's just so much about it. But I think we're in a better sunspot cycle now, or a we're in a better cycle now than 2 years ago, so it seems to be improving. You could have folks within the skip zone where you're not going to get contacts on HF, but then a little bit further out you'll make contacts, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, what's happening upstairs at any given time.
I gotcha. Yeah, that explains too why I could not communicate with another ham that's only 30 miles away. We tried last night and nothing, and I think it's because we're too close. At least that's what he thought. Anyways, I'm gonna get going. I gotta get something to eat and then get ready for work. So I'll say my 73s. KF8DMB.
Whiskey Alpha 9 Quebec returning. Yeah, so good talking to you, and I'll send you another email, or I'll send you another text. I got some stuff you might be interested in I could ship to you, and take a look at my QRZ page on that vertical dipole, because that thing was just, like, magical. And the guy who created Force 12 is the name of the company, and the guy who created that thing really knew antenna as well. But this thing, it was excellent on 20 meter, and it was just very, very had a lot of good success with that one. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk to you later, and I'll text you. 73 Whiskey Alpha 9 Quebec.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours, sunny, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 67 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 65 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 62 degrees.
KF8BOT monitoring.
Good evening, 20 hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 51 degrees.